And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain right here on KKZZ AM 1400. Today's theme is something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. No, we're not talking about weddings. We're talking about changing the way you do things while clinging on to comfortable things in our life. My next guest represents the something old and something blue part. She's taken a standard and she's given it her own unique twist. Talk about something comfortable. The song Over the Rainbow evokes memories of Thanksgiving holidays with my family watching The Wizard of Oz. Our next guest's unique twist is to modernize the song and include it in a children's book for the next generation. Judy Collins was born in Seattle, Washington. She's known to many as Sweet Judy Blue Eyes from the Crosby, Stills, and Nash song of the same name. She's an American singer-songwriter famous for crossing all genres of music and now taking a step into children's music as well. We welcome her to our show. Judy, welcome to the show. Let's get right into it, shall we? Well, Judy, just like many artists, you're a multi-talented person. You're what I would call a quadruple threat: music, TV, movies, books. But how did you get involved with a children's book project, Over the Rainbow?
Well, that came as a beautiful surprise last year because my old friend Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary called me up and said, I've had a big success with my children's book, Over the Puff the Magic Dragon, and I would like you to do my next book, because I was given an imprint, the Peter Yarrow imprint on Imagine Books. So I said, what do you want me to do? And he said, you'll be glad to know it's the first time I've called you in 50 years that I haven't wanted you to do a benefit. And then he said, I'd like you to sing Over the Rainbow on this book. And so what a great surprise for me, because it's a gorgeous book, illustrated by a French painter named Eric Couperet.
Couperet, yes.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous book. So it's been a real privilege to be a part of it. And it's a New York Times bestseller. It's selling like hotcakes on Amazon. And we're very thrilled with it.
Well, as you should be. You're right. It is beautifully designed. And I read it to my granddaughter, just so that you know.
Good.
She enjoys it very much. Now, what was it like working with Peter? Because Peter, Paul, and Mary, I mean, that's quite a thrill just in and of itself.
Well, I've known Peter, as I said, for 50 years. So we didn't work together. I mean, I recorded the song, and then his publisher, Charles Nernberg, takes a very, very active role in all of his books. Of course, we see each other and we're friends and so on, but we had a wonderful opportunity to get the input that we needed on the art. That was fantastic.
Yes, I see. Silly me for asking such a silly question. But Over the Rainbow, the song is just, it's absolutely iconic. I mean, it's part of my youth. I think back on when CBS used to play The Wizard of Oz every Thanksgiving, so I have a very warm spot in my heart for that. What is the meaning of the song for you of Over the Rainbow?
Well, I was born in 1939 when the song was born.
How cool.
And my mother named me after Judy Garland. So I have a very, very close relationship with the song. And I had never performed it before except once when I was asked to do it for the Dinosaur Show in 1981. And I had a big wonderful orchestration done by Glenn Osser, one of the band leaders,
yeah.
Marvelous orchestrators of the Great American Songbook. The song is about hope. It's one of the favorite songs of practically everybody in the world, and it's just a privilege to be able to sing it.
Well, now, Judy Garland made the song Over the Rainbow very, very popular, but she's not the only singer to record that song. Besides your version, what's the...
Thousands of recordings.
Exactly. But who stands out in your mind as some of the better recordings of that?
Well, you know, I don't go on the Internet and search for recordings. I know the Judy Garland recording. I think that Rufus Wainwright has recorded it. Many people have recorded it. But my desire was to do it like Judy Collins would do it, which I hope that I have done.
And you did. We'll be playing that song a little bit later in the interview, Judy. So it's a lovely, lovely version. Well, Over the Rainbow, you know, that means it's over 70 years old at this point. Yeah. When the song first came out, it was very popular. It still has enduring value. What makes the message or what makes the song Over the Rainbow so powerful this many years on?
Well, first of all, the man who wrote it, the lyricist is Yip Harburg. Yip Harburg is a genius, and he's one of the old renowned, extraordinary members of the Great American Songbook writers, and he wrote many, many things, including Buddy, Can You Spare a Dime, and How Are Things in Guacamora, and April in Paris, all of which he wrote with different lyricists, by the way. But he was a genius, and I knew him very well, and he would say to me after I recorded Buddy, Can You Spare a Dime, and April in Paris, he said, how come you're not recording my most famous song? And I said, well, it's just not time. I mean, everybody else recorded this song. It's the favorite song of the world. It's number one in all the charts of, you know, people's favorite songs. And I said, it's not my time. But when Peter called me, it was time. And I find the song is amazing. It has a huge response. People adore it. And I think it's about dreaming, and I don't think dreams are ever out of fashion.
Oh, well said. I like that. But here's the cynic in me, just being coming out a little bit, Judy, and maybe you can help dispel some of my cynicism. You know, in today's digital world, where the children are brought up with digital entertainment, what do you think children will take away from listening to your version of the song?
Well, this is in a rare treat in the publishing and music world. This is a combination of music with the CD and the beautiful, beautiful book. I have a feeling it's an opportunity for people to read, children and adults, to read songs together, read the book together, listen to the song together. When people come to my signings, they often bring their kids, so there are a lot of multi-generational audiences, little tiny kids, medium-sized kids, children that are actually in their 50s and 60s and 70s. So everybody loves the song, and everybody loves the book. And it's so beautifully put together. The paintings are so gorgeous. The drawings, Eric Pouveret's art, is so fantastic. And I think people just get a charge out of having something in their hands that is truly beautiful. Because you can say all you want about the Internet, and believe me, I'm very devoted to the Internet. But beautiful, not always.
There you go. All right. Well, you said it yourself, and I would agree with this, that Over the Rainbow sort of captures the spirit of youthful optimism. What advice do you have for all of us helping to keep our optimism as we age?
Listen to a lot of good music. Take your kids out. Have a good time. Look for positive things in your life. Create a balanced life that includes exercise, meditation, and being around positive people.
There you go. Can't go wrong with any of those traditional values, can you? You are very active, Judy, in social issues, and I commend you for that. Tell us if there's a connection between Over the Rainbow and your various causes, particularly UNICEF.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think UNICEF is one of the strongest groups in the world for children and their dreams. Not only their dreams of what they might do artistically or personally, but also their dreams of good health. I mean, right there, UNICEF is helping children to survive in situations that are war-torn. It's giving them the help they need nutritionally. It's helping to save children so they can dream.
Oh, I like that. Well said. And if people are interested in learning more about UNICEF, where would you direct them, Judy?
UNICEF.com.
Oh, thank you. I love that. All right. Well, now you've done the children's book. I mean, as I said, you're a quadruple threat, music, TVs, movies, now books. What's next for Judy Collins? What other mountains are there for you to climb?
I have a new CD called Paradise, and on it you'll find, among other things, another version of Over the Rainbow, but you'll find a duet with Joan Baez, a duet with Stephen Stills, a song that I wrote for 9/11 called Kingdom Come, a version of a brand new Jimmy Webb song that nobody else has recorded but me and Jimmy, with an orchestration by Jimmy Webb, Ghost Riders in the Sky, which I dug up from my past. I'd forgotten all about Ghost Riders in the Sky.
What a fun song.
What a great song. And so I'm thrilled. It's also gone on the Billboard charts. It's doing very well here and in Europe, so I'm very happy with that. And I'm working on a new memoir that comes out next year called Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Oh, that is great. Man, I'm looking forward to reading that when it comes out. When it comes out, will you come back on the show?
Why not?
All right. I love it. Tell me, I'm a big fan of Stephen Stills. He's a friend of the show. What was it like doing the duet with Stephen Stills after all these years?
Well, of course, we've never done any singing together. We recorded on Who Knows Where the Time Goes, but I was singing and he was playing the guitar. So this was a thrill for us to be singing this duet. We sang an old Tom Paxton song called That Was the Last Thing on My Mind. Wonderful song, a great treat. And Steve and I remained friends through all these years, so it was really a special time.
Oh, that is great. Well, looking back and reflecting on your career, what would you say was the crowning achievement of your career so far?
Getting up this morning will do it just fine.
I love it. Well said. Well, I'm going to ask you we're going to turn a little bit more to popular culture right now. You know that Chelsea Clinton is getting married soon, and your song, Chelsea Morning, is what inspired the Clintons to name their daughter Chelsea in the first place. So my question to you is, your invitation to the wedding in the mail?
Well, you know, I think she was very smart, because this wedding was rumored to have all kinds of people invited, including me, and what she wound up doing was keeping the focus on herself. So neither Oprah nor I was there, nor Barbara, and I think that was the best choice, one of the best choices you could ever make, because it's her, that shining bride, that gorgeous girl, grown up into a very beautiful woman, and we all have her to look at instead of all the people who would take their minds off of Chelsea. Congratulations to Chelsea and Mark.
Oh, that's wonderful. Very nice of you to say that.
It's true. It was a very smart decision of them.
Judy Collins.
What do they need with the VIPs hanging around? They've got plenty of VIPs among the three of them.
That's so true. That is so true. We're talking to Judy Collins, everybody, and she contributed the songs to Over the Rainbow, performed by Judy Collins, paintings by Eric Poubre. Did I pronounce that right? Poubre?
Oh, yes, Poubre.
Poubre. It is a beautiful book. If you're thinking about getting something for your children going back to school, Over the Rainbow is that book. If you're looking ahead to Christmas, this might be a wonderful book to give as a Christmas present as well. Judy, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
Thank you, Billy.
We'll talk to you down the road. And now let's give a listen to Over the Rainbow by Judy Collins.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your windowpane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rain. Somewhere you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where